With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. What a native winner. Oh, unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
All right, John Wayne, brought to you by Greenwald Roofing. They're more than just great roofs, and by Community Bank. Moving forward, building a stronger community. A very good morning to you. John, what are you doing this morning? Chicken and everything else, or what's happening with you?
I'm on the road, Cincinnati. I'm in the Natty.
In the Natty.
Stay away from that Skyline Chili garbage.
Yeah, that's – oh, thoughts on Skyline Chili. Go.
It's out. I mean, it's out. Yeah, that's no. Sorry, no more. None of that. That's like when you're college. That's college fair. Yeah.
Okay, good call.
When you become an adult, it's out.
All right. I do have a question, though, a serious question about baseball here. I can't get on board with people who complain in a one-game situation about Great American Ballpark because both teams are hitting in the same park. I will listen to if people say, well, this guy has more home runs or his batting average is something else because he's a player for the Reds because they play a disproportionate amount of games, 81 there. But how do you view that ballpark? Tell me your thoughts on it.
It's a small ballpark, but I mean, most of the National League Central were in small ballparks. I mean, Milwaukee's not much bigger than this park. Chicago, when there's any kind of breeze blowing out, is not much bigger than the gaps are smaller Wrigley than they are here. St. Louis can play small. I mean, it obviously helps being a Cincinnati Red if you're a hitter and you can hit the ball in the air because you're going to hit home runs, especially to right. Right's really shallow, straightaway right. But I don't think it's that much smaller than Milwaukee and Chicago, depending on which way the wind's blowing there. But it is what it is. I hate saying that. I never say that, man. That really killed me. That's one of my least favorite things. It is what it is. I can't believe I just said that.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, I really don't want to make. I don't make a big deal out of ballpark. I mean, it's like I said, both teams are playing there. You know, just like Colorado. But obviously, I think if you're a fly ball hitter and you got some pop, you're going to hit more home runs playing there 81 times a year.
We keep focusing on the fact that they still haven't swept anybody, but they've won their last four series, and they've won 8 out of their last 13 games in winning those last four series. So what have they been doing right over the last 2.5 weeks?
I think they've pitched a little bit better, which is always the key. I think the winning, you got to pitch. You know, the offense has come around a little bit. They've hit some home runs, which is nice to see. Some guys have picked it up. You know, Yoshi. How about Yoshi? That's such a neat thing. I mean, I don't know why I just thought of him, but I guess because of the home run he hit last night.
Because he's been a beast.
It's such a neat story and watching him. But, yeah, overall, I just think they've played pretty good baseball. Like I said, they've found ways to score runs, and they've pitched a little bit better, I guess, to put it in a nutshell.
Now, John, our friend Bob Smizek tweets infrequently, but I just saw this tweet. He tweeted this a few minutes ago. And with Jake Stallings out with a concussion, that means we're going to see more of Michael Perez. And Smizek's Pirate stat of the day, since August 3rd, Michael Perez is 2 for 52. That's 039. His on-base is 140. His slugging is 059. Any kind of thoughts on Michael Perez?
Yeah, it's historically been a bad year. I don't know. when you look at the total number of at-bats he's had, I think he's on pace to maybe have the lowest or second lowest batting average of all time in the history of baseball. It's remarkable. I mean, when I watch him hit, I mean, and he's never been a big average guy. He has some power. I don't see a train wreck up there. I don't see a guy that's clueless. But it's crazy because you have to have some bad luck in there. I'm not saying it's all bad luck, but there's definitely some bad luck in there because it's not like he's up there and he strikes out half of the time. But yeah, 2 for 52, and I think his batting average is like 135 now. And I don't know if there's ever been a season worse than that. As far as average goes and everything else, and he's a nice guy and he plays good defense and he works hard. I feel bad for him, but I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it doesn't look like, you know, that's what pitchers do. I mean, he looks like he has a pretty good idea up there. He just doesn't get any hits.
Yeah, that's tough. It is what it is, as they say, John. You know that.
Good. So gross.
It is. Why did you use that today? You really try to block that out of your brain. I'm disappointed in you, John.
You guys are asking me such tough questions.
That's what it is.
I can't come up with the answers. I don't know. Right. I think that's where you go when you don't have a good answer.
All right, I've got another tough one for you. How are the Steelers going to fix their offensive line play?
Oh.
Says all you need to know.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. That was not one. That was not a fun one. You know, I was so looking forward to watching that game too because I wasn't working. That was bad. I don't know what to make of that right now. I don't know what they are. You know, I don't know. But the league's like this. Look what's going on. Like New Orleans from week one to week two. Green Bay from week one to week two. I mean, the Carolina Panthers look like Super Bowl contenders. The Tampa Bay Bucks are giving up 30 points a game. I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy league. I don't know what to make of it. But, I thought the Steelers, obviously, the first half were terrible in Buffalo. Second half, a lot better. I mean, their defense, what a difference it makes not having T.J. Watt in there, too. The guy on the other side, Bush. Is that right, Bush?
Yes, Bush. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It just didn't sound right coming out of my mouth. But, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yes. Yeah.
That's another tough one. You guys are just killing me today.
Yes. No. We're just having a little fun. John Wehner with us at 9:30 every Tuesday morning. You worried about Joe Burrow coming in here with that Ja'Marr Chase, the old LSU connection, maybe catching him sleeping in the secondary?
I can't. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like the secondary, what happened? I thought our defense, the secondary, was supposed to be really good, and they haven't been. Well, they weren't against. I mean, Carr's pretty good though. I'll give it to Carr. Carr's made some decisions and quick throws and on target, but 382 yards passing, which is crazy. And Joe Burrow, I like him. I like that cat. By the way, I hope he's okay. I mean, after the ACL, it was an ACL he had, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully that doesn't, you know, hinder him in any way, shape, or form. I hope. I'm a big fan of his. I don't know what that team. I don't watch enough of the other games to see. I don't think they're very good, but I don't know why. I haven't watched them play or anything. But hopefully they could figure it out, and take care of the Bengals because the Bengals are the Bengals.
Okay, John. Fourth and one in the fourth quarter, down a couple scores, and well, they punted. What were your thoughts on that play?
The standard is the standard.
That's not your thoughts.
That's what it is, right? Who is the best?
I mean, when do they ever go for it? When do they ever do it? You know, it's amazing. I don't know.
Perhaps they're living in their fears, John.
Yeah.
Well, if their defense was able to get off the field on third down one time that game, then or if they were better defensively, I could say, oh well, you know, we're going to get the ball back. But what made them think that they were going to get the ball back after punting there? They weren't. You know, they haven't been able to stop them all day.
All right, I have a serious question for you. It's semi-serious. One guy that you played with in your entire career, but mainly here in Pittsburgh, I guess, if you were picking a football team right now, who would your number one pick be and at what position? to play a tackle football
game. I don't know
game.
Why. Yeah, tackle football. But you know who came to my mind right away, and I don't know why, and this is a great name. Mark Johnson.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
Quarterback at Columbia, I think.
Dartmouth or Columbia? Was it Columbia?
Or Dartmouth. Yeah, it might have been Dartmouth. Man, he's the greatest guy in the world too. He would have been, and he's funny and big, lanky, goofy guy. I don't know why, but I think you have to have a quarterback to win, and he's the only one. He's the only guy I could think of that was a quarterback that I played with in Pittsburgh.
Not Al Martin, linebacker at USC or whatever.
Allegedly. Oh man, I've talked to Al recently, and I like Al. I mean, it's crazy the things that have happened with him, but. Yeah, but I would assume that Al could still hit, even though he didn't play college football. I love Al Martin. Al's a good dude.
All right, back to the Natty. Enjoy the rest of your morning before you head over there. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, next Tuesday. We're running out of weeks, fellas.
We are, yeah.
Yeah,
a couple
we
left.
Are. I know, 12 more games.
Because I'm running out of answers.
It is what it is, John.
Yes. All right. There he goes. Thanks, Rock. We'll talk again.
All right. See you guys.
See you, man.
Oh man, Mark Johnston, Dartmouth guy. Yeah.
I'm looking up. I can't find any stats for him at Dartmouth.
Well, maybe he's like Al Martin. I don't know.
Crazy.
Oh, man. All right. Epic ending coming up next, presented by Xfinity. Check out the latest, Xfinity.com.
Now, from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Traffic Center.
Not quite out of the woods yet. This report brought to you by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. We have an accident about halfway across the West End Bridge. It's causing delays on both sides approaching the scene, so watch for those slowdowns. Northbound 79, only the left lane open across the Neville Island Bridge as crews return to work there. That's backing traffic into the S-Bends. Parkway West at Parkway Center. Parkway East jammed at Edgewood Swiss Vale. I'm KDKA Radio's Greg McAtee on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Work here, play here, dream here. At Nemecolon, when you join the team, you're joining their...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.